It started with the Central Coast girl wondering why she didn't see more people who looked like her in movies. But Maddie Wilson decided to do something about it. The 8-year-old Solvang girl came up with an idea to create multicultural awareness among children, an effort that's getting national attention.
I was watching a movie, and let's just say only one cast member or two of the main characters were brown. Which made me really sad.
Maddie's idea was a simple one. What if kids had multicultural crayons, with crayons representing different skin colors so kids could draw themselves? The effort started a few months ago when the pandemic meant that Maddie couldn't go to school in person.
Before, there was really no screen time. All of a sudden, we had to fill the time, so I was allowing her to watch a lot more movies. She kept commenting on the fact that there weren't any brown people. And when she says brown people, she means black people, Latinx people, Asian people in the movies and the books that she was watching. They were more supportive characters rather than being the protagonist. I was trying to explain to her why that was, and it really caused me to pause because I had become so accustomed to it that I was asking myself, like, why is this?
Vashti Wilson is Maddie's mother.
I detoured and said, well, what can we do to change it? And Madison wanted to donate books with people of color to her school and multicultural crayons so that kids could draw themselves. And I told her that was a great idea, but I was not going to pay for it. We had to raise the money to do it. She asked if she could give a speech at the Juneteenth celebration as a way to raise the money. And so she raised $1,100. The campaign started going viral. Right now she's at 55,000 because it touched so many people.
But Maddie says she couldn't find crayons which would work.
There's no crayon in the box. Not math, did you?
That didn't stop the 8-year-old, who decided to create her own crayons.
We're still working on the wrapper. Almost there. And we named them in cute names, like the yellow is Banana Split, and the black is Full Moon, and the brown is Brownie Points, which is the color of my mom. And of course, me, Maddie's Treasure.
Vashti Wilson says her daughter really took off with the project.
It's 24 colors. It will be 16 skin colors, 4 eye colors, 4 hair colors. We wanted to ensure that it didn't get into the light and dark kind of aspect, so Madison created fun names for them. They're going to be released, the initial batch, in November. So if you are lucky enough to get in your pre-order, you'll receive them in late November, early December timeframe, in time for the holidays. Everything was designed by Madison with an artist. So it's completely her own idea and her own creation.
Maddie's mother says she's amazed at what her 8-year-old daughter has created.
Some people were posting, like, this couldn't come from a child. She is extremely perceptive, quite articulate, well-read, and she's assertive.
Maddie's named her effort Maddie's Treasure Box.
They want people to smile. All the children, all the adults. You pick it up and then you smile brightly and you color with it. It just feels like a good feeling, like someone actually cared for you, and there's literally a crayon that matches you.
Maddie's mother, Vashti, hopes that this project will help the next generation be more understanding of those with different backgrounds.
It's imperative that you have diversity in schools with education, literacy, with art. That has to become the norm.
The Santa Ynez Valley girl has appeared on national news and entertainment shows to talk about her effort. She's hoping the exposure will lead to more contributions, which will expand the free crayon and book distributions to schools.
It feels great. It's like you're a unicorn for the first time and you're jumping on a rainbow on and off, on and off. That'll feel happy.
You can find a link to Maddie's Treasure Box on our website, kclu.org. The nonprofit is taking pre-orders for the crayons now, but the sale of each box ordered paying for another box, which will be given to a school. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.